Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is when what is hoped for is made real to us in the Spirit. It is when we have a genuine inner conviction concerning unseen things. For this is how those of old received God's approval. By such faith, we understand that the universe came into being by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, which was a testimony that he was righteous, God also testifying upon his gifts, and through it, even being dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he would not know death, but he was not found, because God translated him. For before he was taken up, he had a testimony that God was entirely pleased with him. Yet without faith, it is impossible to be pleasing to him, for he who is coming to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek after him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning things not yet seen, showed reverence and carefully prepared an ark for the deliverance of his household, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is through faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed, going out to a place which he later was to receive as an inheritance. So he went out without knowing where he was going. By faith he lived as a stranger in the land which had been promised, dwelling in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, the co-heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city which has the true foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive a child, when she was past childbearing age, since she trusted the authority of the one who had promised. Therefore, also from one, and he being very old, there was born a multitude, as many as the stars of the heavens, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but they saw them and embraced them from far away, confessing that they were merely strangers and pilgrims on this earth. For those who say such things reveal that they are seeking a country of their own. And if indeed they had been fondly remembering that country which they left, they would have had the opportunity to return. But now they are reaching out for a better country, one that is heavenly in origin and nature. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, being tested, offered up Isaac. He who had received the promises willingly offered up his only son, even the one of whom it was said, "Your seed will receive their name through Isaac." He considered that God was even able to raise him up from the dead, from where he also, in a manner of speaking, received him back. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning future things. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, mentioned the exodus of the children of Israel, and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing to share ill treatment with the people of God rather than to enjoy the temporary pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of the Anointed One as being greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked away from everything else to the divine reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the anger of the king, for he persevered by seeing the One who is invisible. By faith he observed the Passover with the sprinkling of the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as if on dry land, in which the Egyptians, while attempting to do so, were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with those who were disobedient, because she received the spies in peace. And what more can I say? For there is not sufficient time to relate the stories of Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, in weakness were made strong, became valiant in war, and pushed back armies of foreigners. Women received a resurrection of their dead, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trials of mocking and beating with whips, and even of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tested, they were slain with the sword. They went around in sheepskins and goatskins, being in need, being afflicted, being mistreated. They wandered in deserts, mountains, caves, and in the holes of the earth. These were ones of whom the world was not worthy. And these all, even having a testimony because of their faith, did not receive the promise. God foresaw some better thing concerning us, so that they would not be complete without us. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 11. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.